Every day in the land of the free, you can read about homeless people. Folks living in their cars, moms with their kids camped under the freeway overpasses, people lying on heating grates on downtown sidewalks, even guys on the south end living in the woods. I don't know either what to do to remedy this problem. I do know we have plenty of millionaires with more money than they could spend in 3 lifetimes. But I suspect they're figuring they might find a way to triple their life expectancy, so that money might come in handy in the coming couple of centuries. Up on the north end of our idyllic island, there's a $1.2 million house the owners want the fire department to burn down. The fire department uses such donations for training purposes, sets them ablaze, and go through procedures for the time when it might be one of our houses. Not, mind you, that we necessarily have million-dollar homes, but, well, you get the idea. My neighbors burned their dad's house down about 25 years ago. Looked like a nice house to me, but of course I was living in our old shack then. One man's ramshackle might be another's mansion. They built a new home in the ashes, and I built one too across the ravine. That ravine is kind of a metaphor, I guess, for the chasm that separates us. Nice folks, different world. The million-dollar hacienda up north, it isn't a shack. It isn't dilapidated. It is, actually, fairly new, richly appointed, but, alas, not in its owner's taste. So rather than sell it to someone whose tastes might like that house, they've opted to burn it to the ground and build one to fit theirs. I don't know what to think of this, but I find it positively immoral, and don't lecture me about freedom to do whatever you choose in the richest country on earth. When I first moved to Seattle and Gomorrah, Boeing had pretty much shut down, and mansions up near Volunteer Park were abandoned by owners who were underwater, house worth less than their mortgage. Squatters moved in, what we would now call homeless people, and lived there for years until the economy picked up and new owners evicted them. I'm hoping the homeless get wind of this house-burning BS and take up residence. Somebody needs a good shaming.